The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our Friday Forum, and joining me to look at some of the events of the past week, Fine Gael TD Ciara Keogh, Sinn Féin TD Rose Conway Walsh, and the editor of the Mayo News, Michael Duffy. Good morning and welcome one and all. Rose Conway Walsh, we'll go to you first, because I never thought I'd say these words. Mary Lou McDonald is a tease. He's been teasing us with the candidate for some weeks. It feels like months now. So what can you tell us?
Whatever you say, Pat. Well, this time tomorrow, you'll be out of your agony. So you'll know by then. Obviously, we start the Ard Cóirle at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And you will be there?
I will be there, yeah. I'm part of the Ard Cóirle, so I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, I have tripped the other way around to get to Dublin for it. And then we will announce our decision after that. So we've had, as you know, an intensive consultation period right across the party. I think the process in itself has been very healthy and been very good. But I'd say at this stage, there isn't anyone in Mayo that hasn't rang me up with their opinion or spoke to me about what their opinion is. And what I could say, I suppose, is they're not all going to be happy. Probably half of them, you know. So even within the party, the discussion is some people feel we should do one thing and others feel we should do another thing. But it's the job of Mary Lou and the Ard Cóirle tomorrow.
And is this something that will be done kind of objectively, or will you be looking for pitches from candidates? So therefore, if I'm watching outside your Ard Cóirle meeting and I see Michelle O'Neill going in, I think, oh, she's going to make a pitch. Or Piers Doherty going in, he's going to make a pitch.
Which we'll all be going in, and it's not like making a pitch. I suppose it's gathering all of the information. Well, we've been doing this in our parliamentary party meeting in our thinking 2 weeks ago as well. We want to make the right decision. The decision we want to make is obviously to keep Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of the Áras. We want to present something different. We want somebody who will steer us through the whole as Irish unity unfolds over the next 7 years. So there are key things that we want to do, and I have no doubt that tomorrow, once the decision is unveiled, people will see why we were doing it and know why we're doing it.
So Rose Conway Walsh, the tease as well.
No, but I would say one thing, Pat. We will be extremely active in this campaign, and I certainly will be extremely active here in Mayo and other
places. The decision is, whether it's to support Catherine Connolly or your own candidate.
That's right.
All right, so who would you fear, Ciara, to be running against Heather Humphreys?
We're very confident in our candidate, so I'm not afraid of who goes up against.
No, but you'd have if you were running in a horse race and you saw that a particular horse that had won several races before was up against your nag, you'd prefer they weren't there. So, is there anyone that you would fear would do more damage to Heather's prospects in Sinn Féin than other?
I think as a Mayo person and the competition you're running is very cruel for us. It's like pulling the knife in again. I think it'll be interesting to see how Jim Gavin is received down here. You know, he definitely has no notoriety down here because we know what he could do with a football team. But no, in all honesty, I was a local election candidate. It was my first time meeting Heather, and I was so impressed with her kindness. And then I was with her at the Ploughing Championships on Tuesday, and one thing that I noticed, maybe as a behavioural psychologist, one thing I noticed was most politicians get handshakes, but Heather was getting hugs, and I think that she's very warm and reliable, so I'm hugely confident in her abilities.
Yeah, I mean, Jim doesn't strike me as a hugger. Now, maybe he is in a huddle with the lads, you know, trying to get them to spruce it up in the second half or something like that. Anyway, Michael, let's talk to you as the objective observer here. What's your take on the race so far, and who do you suspect Sinn Féin might throw into the ring?
Well, as I wrote this week myself in the Mayo News, I think Sinn Féin backing Catherine Connolly would really put her into the race. If you look at where the bookmakers are looking at it, they have Jim Gavin as the favourite, and obviously Heather very close behind. And I think if Sinn Féin supported Catherine, that would really push her into that category and make it into a very interesting three-horse race. But obviously there are candidates there that Sinn Féin could put up, like Piers Doherty, who obviously has a great national profile. And also, I mean, again, to mention the bookmakers, there seems to be a lot of interest in Jarrett Byrne's name since Mary Lou's interview at the Ploughing yesterday, you know, referencing the Irish language and up for the match. And, you know, there's little bits there that the GAA and the Irish language people are assuming that maybe Jarrett Byrne could be the candidate that's parachuted in. So, you know, everyone's waiting on the announcement, and we'll have a proper month of a contest.
No, it's not telly, but I can tell you that Roscommon Welsh is laughing like a drain here at the prospect.
Well, Jared Burns was 100-1 yesterday, and he's 5-1 today.
Ah.
So, people are reading into.
We should talk to Patrick Hughes what those odds mean. Actually, former man who ran a casino, who's a faithful among the traitors. Anyway, it's a very open field. But if we have a list of runners, including a candidate from Sinn Féin, how do you see all of that working out? Because if there are only three candidates, and there may be a fourth, still a long shot, whoever is knocked out, it hands it to one or other of the candidates. So,
yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. If there are only the three candidates, but there probably is a chance that one or two more could get added yet, and that would their votes, might make a difference to the candidates that are left in the field. But Ciara was saying about the Mayo public and how they will read it. We revealed last week that Jim Gavin, actually, his great grandfather was from Barnacarroll in County Claremorris, so there are probably distant relations of Jim in Mayo. Obviously, Heather Humphreys is very close to Michael Ring. Both were past ministers for rural affairs. And, if Catherine Connolly did have the Sinn Féin backing, then, you have three candidates that would be looking for a vote here in Mayo very strongly. So, all politics is local, they say, Pat. But in a presidential election like that, it'll be very interesting to see where the votes eventually go.
I'm just wondering, what kind of president do you think there's an appetite for in the general public? We've had 14 years of Michael Dee, and of course before that we had Mary McAleese and Mary Robinson, and then you're going back to, if you like, party stalwarts who were in that office. So what do you think the appetite is for now?
Yeah, I definitely think there's an appetite there for somebody who can kind of grasp what Michael Dee has built on and the way he's performed. His duties has been so well received by the public. So I think, the next president has big shoes to fill. And I think the public are looking to try and continue to see that our president is looked at and revered like Michael Dee Higgins was.
Now, we were talking about letting other runners into the field. Michael Ring earlier saying, really, councils are always giving out they've no power, but they have this one power, so why don't they exercise it? What do you think, Ciara, on that? I mean, your boss has ordered you, Simon has said, do not open the door to other candidates.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you in that he ordered us, because there was a heavy consultation done with the councillors. And I actually did my own research last night with our own councillors so that I wouldn't be speaking for them, but on behalf of them. And last night I can tell you that the Mayo councillors haven't been approached by any candidate, which is the first thing that you do if you're a candidate, is canvass people. And I was talking to our whip, Councillor Peter Flynn, and he said nobody has contacted him or the Fianna Fáil whip. So, I think that if you're going to try and convince people to move away from a whip, the first thing you should do is canvass them. And then another councillor that I spoke to is saying it would be crazy for us to vote for anybody else when we have a good candidate in the race and we're 100% okay. Behind her.
Now, I want to read you this statement, which I've just got from Michael Healy-Ray. In 2011, I was approached by Sinn Féin to sign the nomination papers for Martin McGuinness. At the time, I made it very clear publicly that while I was prepared to sign to allow him the opportunity to go before the people, I would not be voting for him. I believed then and still believe now that democracy is best served when candidates who are serious and committed are not denied their place on the ballot. Today, I have decided to sign the nomination papers for Maria Steen. In the same spirit of fairness and respect for the democratic process, I will be giving her the opportunity to contest the election. However, I want to be absolutely clear, my support in this election is firmly with Heather Humphreys. I believe she is the right person to be the next President of Ireland, and I'm 100% backing her campaign. Signing a nomination paper is not a signal of electoral support. It is simply ensuring that the people of Ireland are given a fair and full choice when they go to the polls. This is the foundation of democracy, and it is something I will always stand by. Michael Healy-Ray, TD, and of course, a minister as well. Michael, I'm giving the politicians time to think about this before I go to them. What's your reaction?
Well, like Michael Ring said, I think the more candidates we can have before the public, the better. So, if somebody like Michael Healy-Ray feels that Maria Steen is a candidate that will attract votes, then the process is there to allow other candidates into the race. So other county councils have yet to nominate, I think. So there are a chance that we could have a couple of other candidates.
Look, I think that's it. That puts us at maybe five candidates. If Sinn Féin runs a candidate or not, we'll find out tomorrow. So it just highlights that there is ways and means to get on the ballot paper. And I think, look, if we have five candidates, that's a lot for people to consider and be thorough with. I think of my granny, God rest her, in the last European elections, with the MEP European elections, and the ballot paper was so long. She, you know, people were picking and choosing randomly. So I think it's nice to have enough candidates that it's a competition, but that people have time to pick a candidate that they
trust. Rose Conway.
Well, if Michael Healy-Rae is listening first, I'd like him to come to Ballycastle and meet with the people who want to meet him about the forestry debacle there. But anyway, no, we haven't given any instruction to our councillors. They have been very much part of the process of the consultation that we have done. And obviously...
Do you welcome someone like Maria Steen into the fray if she gets on the ballot paper? I mean, the last time we all saw Maria Steen in action was at the Repeal the Eighth campaign, and she's a very competent debater.
Well, we should never be afraid of democracy. You know, people make up their minds, and, you know, as he said around, you know, supporting Martin McGuinness and Michael Healy-Rae, you know, that was the right thing to do. And then let people decide. We should never know more than if we're having a referendum or we have a big question to ask the people. You should always ask the people. Never be afraid of the answer you get from people. That's democracy, and let people have their say.
Do any of you have any comments at all on Trump and his visit to the UK?
Well, it was all very much, like, I think most people have watched it, but it was all pomp and ceremony, little more than that. But, I mean, today he's gone back, and obviously he's despicable in terms of Gaza and what's happening there, the genocide that's happening there. I think nobody can question that. But you look at Britain and look at the debt that's there, almost $3 trillion debt, 98% of GDP. All of those problems still remain there.
Yeah, you know? I'd like to add with Rose there. We don't usually agree, but on this, there was so much pomp and ceremony around this big bank. And at the same time, we're seeing, you know, a famine in Gaza and children starving. So I think that was appalling to see. And then the other thing that struck me was there's so much talk of unity, but then there was clear differences with the UK saying they're going to recognise Palestine. So maybe
that'll unfold
a lot of
in the coming days
shock,
with,
you know?
Canada and
he didn't know
France.
Peter Mandelson. I think that sums them up.
They managed to slither around that one quite easily. Final brief word from you, Michael.
Yeah, I suppose one thing in the business deal which kind of caught my eye was the pharma industries, which are Allergan or AbbVie, is so important to Westport, but there was an indication that the pharmaceutical companies in Great Britain, that they, like AstraZeneca, that they are not going to invest further while Donald Trump is in office. So, you know, that is a concern, and it remains a concern that the pharma industries, which are so important, especially here in Mayo, that they might not get investment under.
All right. Well, look, we have to leave it there. Ciara Keogh, TD for Fine Gael, Rose Conway Walsh, TD for Sinn Féin, Michael Duffy, editor of the Mayo News, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget, our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Congratulations to the winner of the two-night stay in Knockranny House Hotel, Monty Brannigan from County Galway, who had the correct answer that Mayo last won the All-Ireland in 1951. My thanks to the team back at base, Eimear Bradley, editor, researchers Leah Doherty, Mia Sherwood-Scully and Joe Duffy, broadcast assistant Anne McCain, Cormac McDonough on sound, and on site here at Westport Town Hall Theatre, senior producer Claire Darby, researcher Cian Burns, Jack Lawler on operations, Rory Walsh on video and Derek Rex on sound. And of course, thanks to our hosts here today, Destination Westport.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.